proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. As we continue our series about godly individuals with family problems, we take a brief look today at the life of Jacob. The author of Psalm 133 penned these words, quote, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity," unquote. Nevertheless, the Bible provided several examples of godly individuals experiencing difficulties in their family lives. Many of Jacob's troubles with his family members resulted from his, Jacob's own, evil machinations. Jacob defrauded his brother Esau, for example, by acquiring the family birthright in exchange for giving Esau a serving of pottage. Later on, Jacob usurped the family blessing, as described in our last session, a benediction which by right should have gone to Esau. Jacob's deception sowed the seeds of antagonism between him and his brother, an enmity which Esau passed down to his descendants, the Amalekites. Jacob also experienced friction with his father-in-law Laban's family. According to Genesis chapter 31, Laban's sons pointed out that, quote, "Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which our father's hath he gotten all this glory," unquote. Laban's progeny seemed to believe that Jacob had purloined their inheritance, as he had done with the blessings that properly belonged to Jacob's brother Esau. Even Laban himself turned against his own son-in-law. This precipitated Jacob's decision to flee from his father-in-law secretly. Eventually, Laban and his entourage caught up with Jacob and his group. When that happened, Laban told Jacob, quote, "It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, Take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob, either good or bad," unquote. Jacob's major problems, though, centered around how he treated his wives and his sons. The author of Genesis chapter 29 noted that Jacob, quote, "loved also Rachel more than Leah," unquote. Rachel being the younger sister of Leah. Leah bore sons to Jacob. Meanwhile, Rachel remained childless. This circumstance vexed Rachel, who envied her sister. She demanded that Jacob give her children. Her peremptory tone offended her husband, who remarked, quote, "Am I in God's stead who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb?" Unquote. Leah and Rachel competed for their husband's attention. They resorted to making their respective handmaids, Bilhah and Zilpah, by making their respective handmaids available to Jacob as wives. The two servants also conceived and gave birth to sons, further complicating Jacob's domestic situation. Furthermore, Jacob's sons treated their father with a profound lack of respect. His oldest son, Reuben, betrayed his father by engaging in sexual intercourse with Bilhah, who was one of Jacob's concubines. Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, put their family at risk by deceiving, then massacring the residents of a Canaanite city. They did this without Jacob's prior knowledge, much less having his consent to do so. Jacob's lifelong practices of deception and treachery had passed down to his children. Thus, he served as an example of a godly individual with family problems. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.